Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Twins and Yankees today from the Grapefruit League. That one's in the books, but I think Twins fans have to be kind of thrilled. I know our producer, Josh Wheeler, Byron Buxton, and Carlos Correa, big days today against the Bombers in Florida. Now, I know it's still early March, but that's a good sign, don't you think, Josh?
Big guns were out today, man.
Yeah,
big guns
no doubt.
Were out today. You look at the lineup going into it. I'm like, man, they have virtually nobody in their starting lineup, and we put the opening day lineup out there on the field.
Well, here's the thing. The big stars from New York are not making the drive down to Fort Myers. They're not going from Tampa to Fort Myers. That's kind of a haul. They'll play in Tampa because the Yankees Stadium, which is pretty impressive, is right by Raymond James Stadium, home of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers out by the airport. And it's almost already a major league facility. And I can't imagine what the draw is for the Yankees. Because from New York to Tampa, I mean, you fly in, Yankee fans, I mean, the airport's right there. And you could pop in, catch a couple of games, hang out, head back to New York. Fort Myers isn't a bad flight, but it's not like Tampa, you know, where it's a major airport and they probably have a ton of daily flights between the three major airports in New York to get in there. But, yeah, the big stars aren't generally going to make the trip down there. But it really is good. When you get these games where you have the meat of the lineup in there, and Byron Buxton, Carlos Correa, Royce Lewis, and they all had hits today. Buck had a huge day today. Carlos Correa had a nice day. They combined for six RBI. Royce Lewis, once again, had a hit in there. Max Kepler was in the lineup. So I think it really is, you know, a good sign. And if Byron Buxton is 100%, and if he can stay healthy, it goes without saying how big it is. A lot's been written and said about it already, but there is no doubt, Josh, if he's right, he is a five-tool player, and you can put him in MVP conversations. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
When Byron Buxton is plugged in, especially when he's plugged in at home, yep, it's a sight to see. He takes it up to another gear or two when he's out there, whether it's on the field or at the plate. He doesn't miss much when he's on his game. When he's on, he's on, and when he's off, it's usually because, unfortunately, he's injured. So
yeah, he's on the injured list, and there's no doubt about that. And then I think another guy that, you know, even though Carlos Correa flirted with the Giants, came close, flirted with the Mets, he came back. Carlos Correa, if you're going to go to a ball game at Target Field or see the Twins on the road, this guy is a phenomenal shortstop. And whether or not he's hitting the way he's supposed to for a guy that gets paid that much, and I would say generally a year ago he didn't live up to his salary offensively, but defensively, this guy is phenomenal. I mean, he's really, really good and fun to watch at shortstop. So he does bring that. And if Correa can maybe return to more of his career average, if you will, production-wise. And then you had Royce Lewis, another guy in the middle of the order. And you get Max Kepler maybe producing the way he did over the second half a year ago. That's a pretty good lineup. That's got a lot of punch.
You saw, and one thing I noticed a lot in the Houston series last year, and even Toronto series with Correa, not to mention the spectacular recovery play that he made in the, I believe it was the Toronto series. You saw the leadership really come to fruition, if you will, with this ball club. There's a lot of young kids on this team. And Correa, even though it feels like yesterday he was also a young kid, he's in that role where he is basically the leader of this locker room. I know Byron Buxton's up there. I don't know exactly in front of me what the age difference is between the two, but this is Carlos Correa's ball club. I'm sure that's a hot take, but he is the veteran leader of this team, and you saw that really grow fast at the end of last year.
He has the biggest paycheck.
Yes.
And, you know, he should be. But I think Byron Buxton, when right, can certainly be, you know, another huge leader.
Yeah.
And that is the big if. Once again, Twins back at it tomorrow. You'll hear it at high noon following the huddle with Pete Najarian and Dave Schwartz. Here on the home of the Twins News Talk, 830 WCCO. I'll leave you with one thing. And day in, day out, I continue to say the same thing. I like this everyday lineup. I generally like what they've got going with the starters in the bullpen. But I sure would like them to add another starter. And then it's kind of like, wow, you've really got something with this ball club. You can't predict injuries. But it sure would be nice if they went out and added another arm.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.